This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Allie will tell us about the SWAT team ending a six-hour standoff with an empty apartment. Thankfully, it's not the same apartment belonging to the South Carolina woman who is facing trouble for her VHS rental being overdue by 9 years. But we do have both of those stories to tell you about. But the larger discussion we've been having tonight is on more of a theological vein, specifically talking about atheists coming out of the closet and the fear surrounding coming out of the closet. Maybe people are so afraid on this issue that they just want to keep it to themselves, even though they're frustrated with organized religion. They see all kinds of holes in the various organized religions, but they feel like everyone surrounding them in certain areas of this country are of those religions, and so they feel frightened to come out and speak their mind and actually talk about what they really believe, or even just some of the questions that they might have. In some religions, it may be inappropriate to even ask questions about the religion, especially critical ones. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't think we've done this. It's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And also, the story's coming from The Telegraph in the UK. They're interviewing some students at Virginia Tech, of a part of a free thinkers group, as they call themselves. It's atheists and agnostics primarily. And
I wonder just how free those thinkers are.
Well, that's another question, Mark, because it brings us back to a discussion we had a little while back about how a lot of atheists, for instance, may be all free thought on the issue of religion, but when it comes to the issue of the state, they totally believe in the state. They'll rise, put their hand over their heart, and pledge to this icon hanging, you know, from the ceiling or the flagpole or wherever. They'll pledge to this inanimate object, and that's very culty, very religious kind of trappings there, pledging and chanting and doing things in unison like that and having certain rituals that one goes through. I mean, essentially, that's what the state has. It has all kinds of rituals.
I agree. I don't see how they don't realize the pattern there, especially ones that have been to church and have seen what that's like and then experience this at maybe like some kind of sporting event or something where you're encouraged to be patriotic and not see the parallels.
And when you point it out to them, to have them go through cognitive dissonance and deny that, you know, there's any parallels. Oh, that's the state's not religion. It's different. Those are men. Those aren't gods. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go to Dallas. He is in North Carolina. And Dallas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, Dallas. Go ahead.
I love your show. And, thanks. Mark, I can really relate to you, man, with the PTSD from, you know, I grew up in a religious situation where I'm almost embarrassed to tell people, but I actually, as a middle school teenager on up until I was grown, basically dealt with nightmares at night about going to hell. I mean, I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is a death threat.
I was really a basket case and didn't know it. I thought, you know, this is how everybody lives.
Right. This is a death threat. It's worse than a death threat because death by your thought is sort of a release to heaven or whatever, whereas hell is eternal damnation. This is the worst threat you can level at somebody.
And you know why? One of the reasons why it's worse that most people don't realize is because to get to heaven, you've actually got to go out and do all these things for this God who's so tyrannical that if you don't do all of them, you're going to hell. And people, I mean, it's almost like, oh, I just soon go to hell if I got to spend eternity with that kind of situation. I mean, I'm not literally. You know what I'm saying.
I know.
No, I get it, man. What kind of a loving God would do that? I mean, they claim on one hand that he is a loving God, and then on the other hand, he sets fire for all eternity to the things that don't do exactly what he says.
And this is one of the problems with sort of modern Christianity. It really tussles with its history, with hell and those sorts of things.
Can I give you just one quick thought and jump off here?
Please.
We talk about this a lot, and you know, I know it comes up a lot, but what I've observed about this whole scenario, I believe, is just like you have Republican versus Democrat, and people want to put everybody in one of those categories. You know, people look at me really funny when I say, well, there's only one thing I can't stand. The one thing I hate worse than a liberal is a conservative, and they don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
So the Christian atheist thing is the same thing as the Republican Democrat thing. The paradigm is there. There's, I believe people come out and try to declare it that they're atheists just as a way to protect themselves from the proselytes. It's almost like a way to get back at the people that are trying to. It's the only
for
thing
me. It was do. When I was a teenager. For me, it was absolutely a way to kind of strike back at organized religion.
Some
and
atheists.
Here's the thing, man. It's not. I'm struggling with my words. I want to say this. So
you're
I,
doing
I,
fine. Go ahead.
And you're going to be glad because what's going on here is people are resisting this tyrannical God that you and I discussed earlier, and they don't know where else to go. They don't know that they can believe in God without being a Christian.
Right.
They think they either have to be, just like people think they have to be a conservative or a liberal, they think they have to be a Christian or an atheist.
It's a false choice, false paradigm.
Can you believe in God without being a Christian?
That's a great point. And more people are realizing that. Let's be fair. More people are realizing that, and that's where the numbers are going. The unchurched in this country, the supermajority of them, do believe in some sort of spirituality or God or something superior.
And here's why. It's common sense. Like, if you're just walking across the desert and now all of a sudden there's these three huge pyramids, what's the first question you ask yourself? Who did that? Well, we don't know exactly, but we know somebody did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can theorize who built the pyramids. Well, we can theorize where the world came from, but we do have this question in our minds is where did it come from? Where did I come from? Where am I going? And here's the answer that I believe is going to be the answer at the end of the day, no matter how many times we discuss it.
Cool. Well, I like answers.
Know all that. Because if we were meant to know by now, somebody would be able to prove all of it.
Dallas, thanks for your call tonight. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Or maybe we're just meant to figure it out for ourselves.
I say ancient aliens.
Over the pyramids?
Well, all of it. Why not?
I think the questions are more important than the answers in a lot of these kinds of things, where it's kind of left up to your own interpretation. But going back to what he was saying about what Christianity does for you in the moment and how it can, like... make you angry when you're not a Christian anymore. I feel like when I was a Christian, a lot of it was associated with, I remember what this thought came from when he said that he was up late at night thinking about hell and how in my memory of being Christian, a lot of it was associated with shame, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes belief systems gravitate toward certain people because it fits some image they have of themselves or some strong feelings they have about themselves. So I guess, you know, if you're a religious person, it might be worth asking yourself, why does this appeal to you? And is it for a healthy reason? Right. And you can kind of tell based like what kind of
or
Christian
is it just because
is.
You were born that way or raised that way? I mean, I don't know how much of the average person in whatever organized religion we might be discussing is really someone who's thought through, yes, this is the right system or belief system for me, or and has done in any way compared it to any other set of beliefs or any other religious belief system. I'm of the belief that most people in religions are there because by chance they were born and raised in that system, and then because they were taught these things at a young age, they came to believe them in the way that Mark did for a period of time.
They're really lucky. They were born into the right religion, so they don't have to convert.
Yeah, I don't. It'd be interesting to see what the numbers of people are who've even analyzed a second or third religion and have really made an active choice to say, yeah, I feel right with the Baptists. I don't know if there's that many of them.
Well, if you also...
You did choose something, right? Well, like at age 11, you became a Christian.
I became a Christian mostly because it was convenient to hang out with my best friend at the time.
So were you going to your best friend's church at the time?
Yes.
Kind of, you know, spending the night, going to church in the morning?
It was a good place to see her on Sunday morning, was to go to her church. And...
So you didn't analyze at age 11, even in your situation, coming from no religion, did you choose different options and look at them and say, oh, yes, I'd like to join this one?
I think more what it was I was learning to branch out from just my family and learning how to get along with other adults and other people and try to understand where they're coming from. So I was trying to understand where my Sunday school teacher was coming from and get along well with her. Mm-hmm. And then over time, I just started accepting certain things she was telling me because she was an authority figure in my life.
Yeah. The foundation's laid.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here on how Allie found religion at age 11 and then eventually left it at some point. We'll get to that. Come on up. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bosold here for Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $13.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7433, $6.8716 for a quarter ounce, or $3.4358 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7433, $6.8716, and $3.4358.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to stay on topic here. This is Free Talk Live, and that's the reason we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. We're live 7 nights a week. Our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you are listening to us at a different time on your local radio station and you'd like to hear yourself on the show, you can just call in during our live hours and then listen later on whenever your local radio station airs the show, or listen via podcast or MP3 download or our streams at freetalklive.com. So many different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. You can actually go to listen.freetalklive.com to get a list of them.
If you're an outdoor enthusiast, you know you need gear. And The good gear to get is the gear that's going to last you, the gear that's really works for you, the gear that feels good in your hand. The best way to get that, I've found in my life, is to get the name brands. Not that it works every time by any means, but it works a lot better than getting the off brands, which, you know, break and all that stuff. So you can go to manventureoutpost.com and get the name .com and get the name brands, but you can get them at the best prices you're going to be able to find. I have checked the prices when I order from ManVenture just to make sure that I'm telling my audience the truth. And they've got a low price guarantee over there at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Whether you can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't beat right. You can't beat it. So that's the first place to go to check to see if they've got what you want.
First and the last place to go, because if you can find a lower price, just bring it to them.
Indeed. ManVentureOutpost.com, whether it's, you know, hiking equipment like tents and apparel and cooking stuff, water purification systems, flashlights, knives. You're going to need all these things, handguns, long guns, ammunition. It's manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so we've been discussing religion throughout the show tonight, and what sparked this was a discussion from the Telegraph with some unchurched folks, some atheists, some agnostics, people who are in the so-called free thinkers group at Virginia Tech. It's led to a large conversation about religion, various different aspects of it. Shall we continue?
Oh, yes. Sure.
So the atheists at Virginia Tech, or excuse me, other studies have argued that the polarization of American politics has turned off many young people from institutional religions, since Republicans, who fare poorly among young voters, have been conflated with religious groups considered judgmental, homophobic, hypocritical, and too political. Atheists at Virginia Tech and two young closet atheists at Liberty University. And remember, Liberty University.
Wow.
Right. Liberty University is the university founded by, was it Jerry Falwell?
Jerry Falwell, yeah.
Right. So two closeted atheists interviewed by the Telegraph also argued that the social shackles that prevent them from going public with their atheism could mean that atheism and agnosticism is actually far more prevalent than the polls might suggest. Brian Farrell, who's a 22-year-old computer science graduate who grew up a Christian but is now an out atheist, says that for many of his age group, it was easier simply to go along with religion than to risk being left out in the cold. He says the stakes are high. Do I want to be supported by my friends and family, or am I going to risk being kicked out of clubs and organizations? It's tempting just to avoid the whole issue. I would put 20 or 30% of my friends growing up in that category.
Gosh, it's so ridiculous to think that how you answer the question, you know, what do you think about God or whatever created the earth would weigh so heavily on your relationships when it's something that seems
trivial,
so incredibly personal, really.
Yeah. Well, to some extent, I mean, that's what. So when I was a Christian, this was a concern for me. I was concerned about hanging out with non-Christians. I certainly had friends that would try to convince me that my beliefs were wrong, whether they were atheists or just other types of
so
Christians.
So dangerous. You could be tempted into leaving the religion.
Muslims, the Bible's clear that you should not be yoked with an unbeliever. Now, that does not entirely... different people have different concerns as to what that means. What does yoked mean? I was told at one point that it meant you shouldn't get married or be in business with somebody who had different religious beliefs than you had. But that in and of itself is, I mean, you know, when you're looking at people of the opposite sex, you're immediately not going to consider them, you know, marriage material just because you can't be yoked to them. So, I mean, this is what religion says. It says don't hang out with those folks.
Now, this is an interesting detail here, because, again, we were talking about the people that are at Liberty. So they interviewed one of these folks at Liberty University, a very religious university, former Liberty student turned atheist who works at the university, but
wow,
asked not to be named.
That's probably best, yes.
Since staff are required to be believers, volunteered a similar estimate, asked how many of his friends growing up in an evangelical Christian community had moved away from their literalist faith. He replied between a third and a half, although few of them had openly declared it. Now, that doesn't mean the third or the half became atheists. It just means they moved away from the literalist faith in which they'd been brought up, but they never told anybody about it. They personally had a movement of their belief system but it remained personal. They didn't want to shatter anybody's beliefs about them or destroy anybody's long-held view of who they thought they were.
I met a gal who was part of a very conservative Christian organization. She had one of those little things on her head, you know, that generally a pretty good giveaway when they've got a little doily on their head.
What was her religion?
I can't remember what it was, but it was not what I expected her to be, which was Amish.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. It was Mennonite then.
Yeah, so she had her head covered because she's supposed to have her head covered when she goes out. That's what the Bible says. And I met her on a plane and we talked about her religion. I'm always interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to keep it as, you know, conversational as possible. I have no intention of trying to convert this young woman to my belief system. The really cool thing about my belief system is you're not going to hell. No matter what, you're not going to hell. Hitler didn't go to hell. That's my thought process. So, you know, at some point or another, she started asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked her right in the eye and I said, do you believe that I'd rather have a millstone tied around my neck and be thrown in a lake than to convert one of God's, you know, one of God's chosen children? She said, yes, then you probably shouldn't ask me these questions. Because I'm not going to change my opinion for anything. And I've, you know, come to some conclusions, and I'm pretty good at arguing my conclusions. And she just kept on asking questions, so we kept on talking All right. about it.
Where did it go?
Well, just
got off the plane.
Yeah, got off the plane.
I was left it awkward? Her with
No, I mean,
sounds interesting to me.
Well, if you're going to ask me questions, I'm going to give you answers as to what right. I think. So, you know, I came to the conclusion I came to, and the fact is that I've argued the way that she's argued in the past. I know that side of the argument. I can argue that to myself, and I had to argue myself out of the position I came from, so she didn't really have a lot of ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the results were, and I hope the best for her.
So one of the folks in this article is wary of making sweeping predictions about whether attitudes to secularism will follow the same trajectory as those towards gay marriage, but does believe that significant changes lie ahead. He says young people are becoming increasingly non-religious, which doesn't mean they're giving up on supernatural beliefs altogether, but it does mean that they check the nun box when asked about religion. Because if your religion is, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, then how could you possibly just choose one of them as what you're identifying?
Are you taking this the people in the middle and deciding that they're yours now, like the Christians and the atheists?
I don't own anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. In 20 or 30 years' time, it is possible we'll look back on today and say these were the death throes of the American religious right, he says. But even if that's not the case, atheists and agnostics will increasingly enter politics and have a larger voice in this country. An atheist president is then not an impossibility.
Why is that such a goal for people? Like, I don't care. If he's atheist, he's still going to be a jerk.
The pinnacle of success, Allie, is being the head gangster. Jeez, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts as well.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You bring up whatever you want and join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you want quick access to our live streams and the podcast, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Something else you may have on your phone is a Bitcoin wallet, say the blockchain.info app for Android. And you haven't gotten any Bitcoins yet. You went through the process of getting the wallet. Now you need to go through step two, which is to get the Bitcoins. And here's one of the easiest ways to do it. Cashintocoins.com. It's safe, it's easy, fast, and it's legal, as well as inexpensive. They've got really good rates over at cashintocoins.com. I challenge you to find a better one, actually, that is so simple. You go to cashintocoins.com, follow the simple instructions, and you can have Bitcoins within usually about a business day or so, usually the next business day. So cashintocoins.com. Get your Bitcoins in your wallet. Let's go to the phones and the fun. WebKeys, listening in our very own New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, WebKeys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, you guys are talking about atheism and religion and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I just wanted to bring up my side of my point of view here, which is that all spirituality, religion is immoral for this reason, which is that if you believe in something without having any evidence to back it up, then it's working against you. It's not in your own self-interest. And, if you propagate that, you convince other people to believe things that are not backed up with science or logic, then you're harming them because they are going to go...
Just a point, I get where you're coming from. Do all people who have religious belief systems, in your mind, are they all immoral, or is it possible some of them actually do have evidence to back up their beliefs, both scientific and personal?
Oh, I think there are definitely well-intentioned people who think what they argue is valid, but at the end of the day, what they're doing, if they realize that they don't have any backing for what they're saying, then what they're arguing in the act of arguing is itself immoral.
So when you say they have no backing, they have backing. They have the backing of what other people have said to them, right?
Well, except that's
yes
valid.
Or no.
No, they
don't have the backing of what other people have said to them, or yes, they do?
Well, they can make that claim that that's a valid backing.
Well, but it is the valid backing. It doesn't have to be a valid backing. It is the backing. Right? Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there any way possible for a person who wishes to believe completely in science and reality with as far as science has gone at this point, and it's relatively new, really. I mean, you know, the scientific method is a relatively new invention, 150 years or something like that. With just today the amount of knowledge that somebody has to have, how can somebody, even a person who chooses science and knowledge and as their light, how can they do anything but listen to what other people have said?
Well, you have a good point.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, you just got busted.
The fact is that atheism has moved into the area of religion, and scientists are the new priests. It's not that I don't believe what they say in most cases. It's just that at this point,
I have to take your word for it,
I'm going to spend my whole life believing, researching things, and never have a chance to make a living.
But you could never research all of it.
I think it's a good idea to spend your whole life researching things. And to say that because some scientist said that there is no God, I mean, that's just as bad as to say that because I read something in the Bible that there is a God.
But we're not just talking about science and belief in God. We're just talking about science on everything.
No,
right?
He made a statement as far as morality goes, and this is really important. And this is where you can make whatever statement you want. You must retract the morality part, because you've claimed that I have to live my whole life doing research, and the problem is that means that I have to research something in the beginning and the last thing that I research. At that point, I have lived my whole life believing whatever I've believed without having researched it, so I've lived an immoral life according to your rules of morality, which is an untenable position.
Well, okay, no. I mean, I don't think that you have to spend every waking minute of your life researching things, but I think that's a general path to take that is to your benefit.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to be knowledgeable and have personal experience in gathering information, but it's also not very likely that everybody is going to be able to research everything of importance in life.
Right.
And scientists can only focus in one particular area, and the rest of it you have to take on other people's word that they're being honest or forthright with what it is that they've discovered.
It's true. We're really all kind of vulnerable in that way, and I've noticed that with a lot of atheists, or at least people questioning religion, is that what they say is similar to what you're saying, Webkeys, where it's like, well, you have to have your beliefs backed by science. You can only believe in things that have been backed by science. Well, people, it's not like there's a group of scientists who already all believe the same thing and all are in agreement about the same thing. And even if you try to research these claims, what you're basically asking is everyone to be an expert in everything, and even experts are biased.
Well, and the fact that if you're an expert in economics, you'll understand division of labor, and so therefore you'll be ignoring division of labor by trying to know
everything,
and therefore being immoral again. So you've got an immorality vortex that you've created for yourself with this statement, and I get whipped up when people talk about morality, I know.
Can I just put one comment in here? So I don't think that anybody, as far as whether or not God exists, some people would label me an agnostic, and that's because I would agree with agnostics to say that nobody has so far disproved the possibility of an existence of God, but that since there's no proof that there is a God, that there's no reason to believe in it, because like I said, there's no logic.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think that's a great point. I don't think you have any obligation to believe in a God, or anybody else has any obligation to believe in a God. I think that if you've heard us on the show this evening, I've come to the conclusion I like my life better the way it is. And I think that I occupy a space that is, more loving and open than I did when I didn't believe in a God. So I just like this.
I agree with that.
The way that I started to be, I don't think it's a problem of people not researching the things they believe, but it's more about people not knowing really how to think critically. And when I left Christianity, it was because I had this moment, this epiphany, I guess, that it's really convenient, the little mental games that the Christians have going on, where the whole thing is that believing is what gets you into heaven and not believing is what sends you to hell. So I did not feel free to question it. And if any belief system says that you're going to be punished for questioning it, well, that's really convenient for them. That should be a red flag for you. And you shouldn't go along with someone who's going to make you feel uncomfortable with being skeptical about it. Like, if anything, skepticism should be a priority for anyone who's seeking the truth, because that's the only way the only way you can really refine the truth.
It's true. However, if you, and Webkeys, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. You can be skeptical, but at the same time, you also have to, at some point, decide, okay, well, I'm going to accept what this person says as true, because you don't have enough time to verify or invalidate that person's claims about science. You fill in the issue. 855, 453, you just have to pick something that seems right. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency, Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. There is enough time for your call. If you make it right now, we might be able to sneak you in here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
You know, Allie, we talked earlier briefly about your show, but it ended up turning into a conversation about the death penalty. I don't know if we really got to plug your website, alpshow.com.
That's right. Go there.
And you can go there. And you told me that you've just now gotten an RSS feed online.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but it's true. I don't know how RSS works.
I just got one.
It's really simple.
I've got one now with a little help from my friends. And I finally refined it so that it can work with, I think, most of these podcast aggregator.
So now
things.
One could subscribe to ALP Show.
Yes. If you want to find the RSS, it's on the About Show page. You just scroll down to the bottom, go to About Show. It's right there.
All right. I might suggest putting it more prominently on the site, but I haven't seen it. Just based on your description, it sounds like there may be a few steps one would have to go through to find it. Maybe make it a link at the top or something like that.
I still don't know how to do that.
It says RSS.
So Allie needs help. If there's any people, how could listeners get in touch with you if they had like web expertise and could?
You could go to the LRN chat room during a show.
Okay.
You could message me on Facebook. I'm just Allie Havens on there.
Okay. Cool. So if you want to help Allie maybe fix some website issues, she can use your assistance.
All right, guys.
ALPShow.com for more of her and Ellen, who is her co-host. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go to Skype, where we have Jason in Key West. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
I was calling about the atheism topic. I was just calling to say that a lot of the things that a lot of the atheists have been saying, I feel is rather negative, and I don't feel it has to be that way at all. Honestly, I was raised Southern Baptist, and I'm gay, and so obviously I have a few issues from that, as anybody who was raised that way does. And I think, like, a lot of the problem with atheism is that a lot of, like, I adopted the atheist label because it's what everyone else labels me that way, no matter what else I say about myself. I would personally call myself a voluntarist humanist, but no one knows what that means.
Okay.
And so, which what that would mean to me is I'm someone that does not support state violence. I don't support violence against anyone. I believe in minimizing coercion as much as possible, and I just happen to not believe in God, but all that anyone seems to care about is that I don't believe in God. So for I'm by default an atheist, and I get lumped in with everyone else, so I just have wind up talking about all these things that maybe I don't care to talk about that I don't really have any choice in.
How often does anybody ask you this? I mean, I find that people don't ask me often enough what my religious beliefs are. Like, I really want to share it with them. I've got some things to say. This almost never happens to me.
I bartend in the daytime in Key West for 7 straight hours, and when you're trying to cycle through different things talking to drunks all day, it's amazing how different things just kind of come out when you don't necessarily mean them to. It's
daytime daytime in Key West is really just nighttime extended.
That it is true. That is very true. And, you know, they drink early there.
And late.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Good call, Jason. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not so much tonight. Just thanks for the show and amp that program.
Hey, dude, thanks for being out there. Appreciate hearing from you at 855 453. Let's continue. We've got another call on Skype. This is Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, pick up that mic. Hello.
Hello?
There you are. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought I wanted to call about a prominent agnostic called Robert Ingersoll, but since the topic shifted to belief, there's a question that's been on my mind for weeks now I wanted to ask Mark. So I'm guessing...
This one's been building up, Mark.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Mark, do you believe in Newton's laws? Do you think they're true?
It's not like I've read all these things and have them committed to memory. So, I mean, you're really getting me here. But okay, I'll walk down the primrose path. I love primroses. Sure.
Okay. So I'm guessing I say Newton's laws because they're kind of easy to state in English. You know, that for every opposite, every reaction, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Sure. Yeah.
And people, you know, generally can get on board with those. But when you take it to something like, say, Maxwell's equations, these are the equations that govern electricity and magnetism, and they were discovered in the 19th century. But they use calculus, so they're just a little bit out of reach, shall we say, of most people's ability to kind of, you know, understand and verify.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Calculus is about as far as I could go. I started to bomb in math, but calculus
flunked out in analytic geometry.
So I'm curious, when you, when you slam on your brakes to avoid hitting a car in front of you, would you consider that to be like an act of faith? And if, would you, every time you turn on the light switch, is that an act of faith or some kind of, like, are you affirming belief in Maxwell's equations when you turn on a light switch and expect the lights to come on and don't question it at all?
Well, I don't question it, and so I don't know if it's faith or not. I suppose it's faith. I mean, I certainly have faith in the mechanic when I take it to him to get it fixed and I drive out of there. I mean, I don't pay that much attention. Sure.
But, I mean, do you have faith that the heavier your vehicle, the more force it's going to take you to accelerate or whatever?
I'd call those things science.
Well, they're based on evidence, right? I mean, isn't the kind of the classic definition of faith something you believe without evidence, just simply on the say-so of, for instance, another human being or some sort of tome?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Isn't that sort of the definition of faith? Whereas what you're talking about here is you're relying on the person. You're relying on this individual and their abilities, in this case, to put an electrical system together or to fix a car or brake system. You're relying on them to be knowledgeable and to be effective.
He's talking about the physics. I don't have to understand the math problem surrounding momentum to know that I can apply the brakes to the car.
But it's not faith. Observation tells you these lots of these things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's observation. Well, observation.
That's what I was getting at, is that the math in the mechanics case is relatively simple and could be explained in English, and I don't think anyone would call it faith. But I kind of get this feeling that people would sort of take Maxwell's equations on faith.
Well, I'm going to have to, right? I don't know anything about Maxwell's equations. I assume that if they've been around long enough, they're probably pretty good.
Yeah, you're going to presume they're tried and tested.
It's faith as far as I'm concerned. I've never experienced Maxwell's equations.
Good point.
You don't believe it, you get the silver hammer, so.
That's the thing. People experience Newton's laws in everyday life. You know, if you jump up, gravity brings you down to the ground. So it's this.
Right. Well, I mean, I can go back and say that, when it comes to religion, I have had personal experiences, usually on entheogenic drugs, that point to, that I think validate my belief system. Now, one could also say that I only had those experiences because I happen to be, to find that belief system particularly valid. That is, that everything's connected, for instance. So, I would like to say that I have religious beliefs that are based to some extent, some on faith. I like certain ideas that have no actual physical, you know, proof. But on the other hand, I've had experiences that lead me to believe that some of those ideas are true. I can't express it to in any sort of provable way to anyone. It's just a personal, you know, it's a personal experience that has happened to me. And that there are a lot of people that say that, right? Like they've talked to God or that they've seen God and things like that. And how can you deny that? You can't deny it from their experience. You can only deny it from your experience.
And you can look at them and decide whether or not you think they're crazy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Nathan, thanks. Go ahead.
Oh, I also had the quote. Actually, I wanted to talk about Robert Ingersoll.
You'll have to call another night about that. But if you had a quick quote, you can do that now.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is a quote Mark will like. And he actually kind of sounds a lot like you, Mark. He was a prominent agnostic who kind of went around and gave tours.
Who?
And he was quoted as saying, "All the meanness, all the revenge, all the selfishness, cruelty, hatred, and infamy of which the heart of man is capable grew, blossomed, and bore fruit in the one word, hell."
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, thanks, guys. How much time do we got? About 3 minutes?
Less than that. Go ahead. You got about a minute.
All right, I'll be quick. I just wanted to mention, as far as religion, I had quite a unique experience growing up. I, you know, checked out each different little religion. I probably read the Bible about 3 times all the way through, and this is just from like 8th grade to high school graduation. Read the Quran, read the Torah. Those three were pretty much essentially the same. If you get past the whole different types of, literary devices that they use. But then I started branching out, and after I graduated high school, I was an atheist for a while just because of, you know, researching all these different religions. And then I found, Baha'i. I don't know if anybody's, have you guys heard of the Baha'i?
Yes. Actually, Davi, the Muslim agorist, was raised Baha'i.
It's a very fascinating religion because they read from all of the books. You know, they don't believe in violence whatsoever.
They want to establish a one world government?
Yeah, that's what kind
they
of.
Do. And don't they also keep women out of their world. Executive groups?
No girls allowed?
I never got that far, but I did. But the two meetings that I did go to, there was a woman in a, I think it's called a Shari.
There's a certain high-level group they have that, as I understand it, they keep women out of. But I read a book about it when I was in jail, but that's about all I know. I wish we had more time, but we don't. Liberty Phoenix, thanks for your call tonight. Check out Allie at ALPShow.com and more Free Talk Live at FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.